Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 15, season 2 of the Questions Bar. We are so thrilled to be here with a girlfriend chat of the week. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, co-host of the show of Incandescent PR and Incandescent Publishing Company. And this is my dear friend, Alina Z, lifestylist Alina, who today we are going to talk about your two new books, one that you wrote like lickety split and the other that we've been talking about since the beginning of the show. I want to hear about your journey as an author. I want to hear about what these books are about. And just catch us up on where you've been, because it's been a while since we had since we recorded.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to be back and to see you because I've been traveling and writing. So this message is for anybody who wants to write a book. Okay, this is for you. If you want to write a book and you're thinking, do I need an agent? How do I do it? I don't know what to do. I'll share my story, my journey. And this is the book. This is the baby. And it's called 12 Selves. It's a fictional story about a woman who goes on a journey of self-discovery of 12 days. Basically, think of it as Eat, Pray, Love meets Alchemist meets Emily in Paris kind of thing. You know, just fun, easy. It's about a 49-year-old woman who loses her job and her whole career, to AI. And she is divorced and her daughter goes off to college. So she is facing the future of the next, you know, what am I going to do? Who am I? If I'm not a mother, if I'm not a wife, if I'm not an employee, who am I? So she goes through these 12 days of figuring it out through different archetypes that we all hold in us. And I wrote the book, you know, one day I just woke up and I just heard a line from the book that went, I just pictured these women and they were in the dressing room at a costume store. And one of them says, dress up as the Dorothy from Wizard of Oz. And she's like, okay, great. But what do I do? You know, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. And this line popped into my head. She said, if you were in Dorothy's shoes and you are, what would you do? Like, what's your next step? And so my big advice to anybody who's trying to find what's my next, ask yourself, what is your next step? Just a step, just the next step, and then the next step and next step. And that's what I did with my book. I just woke up and I said, I'm just going to write a movie screenplay. And then I started writing. It just didn't flow. I didn't know how to do the screenplay. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to write. I'm just going to write a story. And I just started writing a story. And it just, the way I wrote it, I just literally took dictation from whatever universe voice was in my head. I don't know. So I started writing. And I wrote it last year and I kind of put it on a, you know, on a bookshelf, so to speak. And I started looking for publishers and agents, and I haven't found anybody. And then I got an opportunity to present this book. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it myself. So I designed the cover myself. You can design it in Canva. I designed it in InDesign, but I also used Word Swag to just get an idea of what it can look like as far as layout. And I used just Instagram or whatever it's called, like layout, pick collage app. So super simple. And then once I had it, I put everything in InDesign. And so I got the book printed through Amazon and, you know, it looks professional. It looks good. I edited it with, I did use AI to a grammar check because I did not want to spend money on a editor. But everything I wrote is mine. So anyway, I wrote the book and I published it on the September 9th. And then that night I'm sitting and I have my new bag that I got as a gift, my Birkin bag. And I look at her and I'm thinking, wow, she's so expensive. Like for anybody who doesn't know what a Birkin bag is, it's the most expensive bag in the world. And the oldest bag sold for $10 million because it belonged to Jane Birkin, the singer actress, and it has sticker marks. You know, it's old and it's worn and it's $10 million bag. And I'm sitting next to my really expensive bag and I'm thinking, how dare she have such a price? And if she dared, maybe I can dare to write my book and just send it and publish it myself. You know, then on the 9th, I just send it to print to look at what it would look like. And I thought, yeah, like there's so much we can learn from this bag that is literally a bag, but she doesn't compare herself to anybody else. She doesn't compare herself to any bags. She's not convenient. She doesn't have a strap for shoulder. She don't care. She says, I am me. You don't want me? Go get something else. You want to pay less? Go pay less. When somebody says, well, you're too much, go find someone that's less. And I thought, there's so much we can learn from this bag. If a piece of leather can become an icon, so can you. And you are so much more than just a piece of skin. You know, there is a soul, right? And yes, actually, I find that the Birkin bag has somewhat of a soul too. She has a personality of her own. But that's Jane Birkin that gave her to us. And I felt like if she can be, oh, she's not just a bag, she's a Birkin. Well, you are not just a host of a show. You're not just a publisher. You're not just a publicist. You're not just a massage specialist. You are Hope Katz Gibbs. And that's it. And you say who you are. You can say anything you desire, as long as it's really coherent with what's in your soul. And if somebody is a critic, say, oh, you're this, oh, you charge too much, oh, you don't. Okay, that's what Birkin does. She teaches us not to listen to any critics. She teaches us not to listen to any critics. So she teaches us to take irritation of, oh, my bag spilled, I don't have a good bag, into inspiration, because that bag was created in a concept within 1 hour flight from London to Paris. So there's so much, and these thoughts just started coming to me. And so for anybody who wants to write a book, just whatever comes, just start writing it. I have notes I kept from the 9th of September. I just started writing. I started writing like this idea. And then I thought I can have like 52 ideas for every day of the week, for every week of the year. And it's also 52 cards. So I can make those little boxes with a card deck. So you can just pull one and be like, and each lesson has an affirmation. So for example, I can say, I am valuable. My value doubles with age or increases with age. Women so often say, oh, I'm too old. You know, what am I really worth? Your story, your sticker marks, your scars. That's what made that Birkin bag so expensive. $10 million for her scars. So somebody can say, this is original. It has scars from the stickers. And we hide ours. You know, when women go through challenges and they hide their scars, literally, they feel like they're less than. Let's learn from a bag who says, I don't care if I don't have a strap. You want a strap? Go find another bag. And again, it's not about, this book is not made to make you want a Birkin. This book is not about a Birkin bag. It's about the lessons that are universal, that we as women can learn how to be in our career, how to be in our relationships, how to be courted, for example. You know how many women meet somebody and they go home with a guy? If you go to a store and you ask to take a Birkin home, they'll be like, no, you have to prove that you are serious about our brand. You have to court the brand. You have to invest your time and money into the brand, and then we'll allow you to take her home. How many women say that to men? I need to be courted. I need to see your intentions are serious. I need to see what you're all about. And then if you prove to me that you're serious, I'll let you take me home and I'll let you worship me.
I love it. I love how everything is exactly what you're sharing with the world. Your wisdom, your insights, your experiences, your determination to help women be the best they can be. And this idea, this concept of publishing yourself is exactly that, because you believe in yourself and you'll figure it out, right?
And that's exactly, also I learned it from the Birkin bag, because for me, I was thinking, well, who will want this book? Or, oh my God, I'm publishing myself, or whatever thoughts I had. So my wisdom may not have the experience of selling tens of millions of copies of books, or like a Birkin being sold so many, bags themselves, but the Birkin does. So I learned from her, channeled her wisdom, and then I just wrote it, designed it. I called my client who has 70 Birkins. I said, can we come over and take pictures? Because every Birkin has different archetype too. You can put them a different archetype. So everything is in line. called my friend who's a photographer, and she was texting me at the same time that she was going to be in town, went to take pictures, just did everything. And so it's possible. I literally had the idea on the 9th of September, and on the 29th, 20 days later, I sent the book to print to get a copy to what it, see what it looks like. So anybody can do it. You just have to literally be on vacation and go, like, you know, on your phone or your computer trying to type, and, you know, this is the movement that you have to, like, zoom into the picture, zoom out, type, layout. I have an amazing friend who is a great designer. If you ever need a great designer, she has a huge line of wait list. Her name is Audrey Denson, Denson Designs. Like, huge plug for her. She's incredible. And she's been my friend for 14 years. She designed every logo that I have had, and I would just send, she said, I don't have time for you to do things for you, but I can look at the stuff you design and tell you if it's poo-poo or if it's gold. And she said, no, yes, no, yeah. So she was my advisor on my design, but I did everything myself. And so it is possible. I'm just saying that it is possible to have a book in 20 days if you work day and night and just put your nose, you know, to the whatever. What do you say it in English? Nose to the...
Your nose to the grindstone.
Nose to the grindstone and just do it. And that's what I always tell people. And you don't have any guarantees in life. And you just do it. And a lesson from a Kelly bag. The Kelly bag was not even popular at all. And then Princess Grace Kelly of Monaco wore it. And then it became a sensation. And now there's a huge waiting list, a wish list for the Kelly bag. So even if somebody doesn't want my books in the beginning, I know that there's a reason why I created them, and eventually they will take off when it's time. So I'm also taking a leap of faith.
And that's all we have, right? Especially right now. We're living, it's October 2nd. Government has shut down here in Washington, D.C. And I love this bi-coastal thing we have going on. You in L.A., me here, like in the epicenter of this crazy. Nobody knows, you know, all bets are off. We're just waiting for either the bomb to drop or something else, you know, in some.
But, you know, we talked about this before. Worrying can't help. Like in the movie with Tom Hanks, right? Aren't you worried? Why will it help?
Right.
So I'm just like, you know what? If the world goes to pieces, it's okay. At least I did what I did. And right. I can look back and say, I lived on purpose. And if we do survive another day and another month, another year and another decade and 2 decades and 3 decades and whatever, then I'm like, well, I did not sit still being scared and nothing happened.
And something will happen. Something always does.
Yeah,
right?
Some will, yeah.
And, you know, we've been at this for almost a year now since the election, right? And just like all this roller coaster of emotions and how are we coping? And I love that this is the result of your journey through this. And I also am so blown away by the synchronicity of the world and how, like, I feel like my, and I'm sure everyone else's intuition is getting tuned up. I literally will have a thought about someone and 2 seconds later, I will get an email or a call or a text or something. Remarkable how in tune we are right now, because I think we just, the energy is so heightened. But to that point, so last December, I met Jeffrey James Higgins, who's a best-selling thriller novelist who owns a restaurant here in Old Town Alexandria called Elaine's. And he had started a literary salon in 2023 when he and his wife, Cynthia, opened the restaurant. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in. So over the course of the year, we have built this up even bigger than he's amazing. He's the best interviewer. You have to come on. I launched Incandescent, my company. We launched elainesliterarysalon.com. I invite you all to take a look. And we are doing dozens and dozens and dozens of interviews with authors. And the whole idea is, how do you get it out, right? So Jeff he's just amazing. He was a DEA agent. He's a former journalist. He battled the Taliban. His wife is the foremost expert on the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, these two are badass, right? And it's so much fun to just see how humble they are and how much they want to give back and love people. The food is amazing. It's Mediterranean. It's based on her grandmother's recipes from Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Alexandria, Egypt to Alexandria, Virginia. So
cool. I love that.
Cool. Yeah, and so, you know, so I launched this website, and now idea after idea has been coming to us. And we're actually going on a show next week. Diane Peterson Moore is going to be interviewing Jeff and I about this self-published versus going the mainstream publishers. And Jeff talks about this all the time. You just have to write the damn thing, right?
Well, that's the thing. Take the step and then the next and the next. You just have to do it.
Yeah, you have to do it. And then what do you do with it, right? So that's where I come in with Incandescent yes. PR and Publishing Company. Because for $2.99, I will promote your stuff like crazy. I'll post it on Eventbrite. We'll do a promo. And it's super cheap, but I made it so cheap because I really want more authors to get out there in a bigger way, right?
Yeah.
I'm always amazed when people say they don't want to do it because I'm like, why? I mean, you can do it yourself. He doesn't charge to come into the restaurant for this 1 hour interview, but then it's one and done, right? So it's kind of tragic. And then, you know, if the author really needs more help, we'll build their website as we have done for timothytrainer.com, chrischambersnoir.com, you know, on and on, because they have something to say, but they need somebody to give them that little bump, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And, you know, I was going to say also for people who are just thinking about writing a book, when you go in and you say, hey, I have an idea for a book, and people are like, okay, great. Like, you know, tell me when it's done. And that was one of those things. I said, you know what, I'm still going to go and approach publishing companies. I'm still going to go and see who can help me. But at least I have this already in my hands. And if I want to have this as a TV show.
Oh, lovely.
As a scripted or unscripted, it can be fantastic. I have ideas for both. Mm-hmm. And if I go to a TV producer or a network or a streaming app and I tell them, hey, I have an idea. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Put it in writing. Here. Okay, here. I want this to be made into a book or a movie. I mean, I want this to be made into a TV show. You have something concrete, you know, and to me, that was one of the reasons. And you know what? I decided not to promote the book officially in a big way until after Christmas. Mm-hmm. Because before Christmas, people are going to be thinking, right now people are stressed about what's happening. Then it's going to be Christmas. They're going to be stressed about other people and giving the gifts. After Christmas is when you go, okay, what about me? I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to do this. This is the new year, new you thing that I don't like. But it's not really new you. It's about who are you, you know, the real you. It's new year, real you. And I want to start promoting the book and making a big bang, I guess, right after Christmas into the new year and launch it in then. So right now I decided to actually lead with the Birkin bag book because for Christmas it will make a great gift for a person who has a Birkin. They would love it. For a person who doesn't have a Birkin and wants it, they would love it. For a person who doesn't have a Birkin, doesn't really want it, but is intellectual and spiritual and wants to learn the spirituality of a materialistic thing, they will love it. For anybody who has everything, they will love it. So it's a Louise Hay meets high couture, haute couture, you know, high fashion, haute couture. So I will reach out to you, we'll chat. I want to promote the Birkin book once I get it. So next week I'm supposed to get the printed copy to see what it feels like, looks like, because the hardcover 8.5 by 8.5 square book, and I don't have to show it right now because I have a sent to print, but I'm going to promote that book first and then this book for New Year. That's my plan.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to have to bring you out to the East Coast so you can come in and do a big event, Eddie Lane.
I would love that.
We can hold like 100 people up on the second floor where Jeff hosts these. And actually, I've been sitting with him and working as we build out this business plan on how to grow this, because he's interviewed humongously famous authors. The gentleman that wrote the Jesse with Tom, blah, 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 I'll get it in a minute. Reed Farrell Coleman. He wrote the TV series, or it became the TV series with what's his name, the handsome guy who played Remington, blah, blah, blah. All right, I'll get it in a minute.
Oh, Remington Steele guy?
Not him. No, wait, hold on. I'm doing too much.
Pierce Brosnan?
As usual. Hold on a sec. ElainesLiterarySalon.com. He's on the cover. I love this. So go there with me.
Okay, hold on.
It's Reed Farrell Coleman, and he has written amazing stories about hold on, here he is. The Nick Ryan series is his newest one, and
Kirby
Parker's Jesse Stone series. And that's
amazing.
A big famous TV show, and other famous novelists. John Grisham will be on the show.
Amazing.
Yeah, Balducci, all the things, because, you know, they all come together. They're buddies and it's so much fun. But we also have published interviews with dozens of other authors who are not at that level. And Jeff is trying to get people there. So we've got these PR and writing services. But I was sitting with him for so long, just like in the back of the restaurant. He and I are like huddled up, and it was so much fun. Like we just like ideas were bouncing off the walls as we were sitting there, kind of in the corner drinking water. And I'm like, you know what? This would be fun to come here all the time and just co-work. And then I thought, well, why don't we have like a co-working space for creatives upstairs at Elaine's?
What a brilliant idea.
So for $99 a month, you can come in when the restaurant's open during the week. So it's closed Monday, Tuesday, but Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 to 5, come in and you can come hang out. There's food and coffee that you can buy. Super fun. It's a beautiful space. And we're going to get people to like club up and have these conversations and host more seminars and workshops for creatives. And
That is such a brilliant idea. I love it. And the restaurant is sitting there during the day upstairs. There's nobody. So you're utilizing the space and creating a connection. That's brilliant.
it's so much fun. He's like, yeah, I'm in. So he and his wife are, so we're going to actually tomorrow I'm going and we're going to test out the co-working space and we're going to start promoting it to other authors. We have a big event coming up in Old Town on October 18th for writers. And, we're going to continue to promote it there. So this idea
Oh.
of really taking exact, this is why this synchronicity is so magical with you, right? You're doing that. You had the same idea. And then we're over here on the East Coast doing it in 3D. With lots of people,
I
right?
love it. I definitely want to come out to do that in January. I would love to do an event for both books, because
All three
one,
books, right?
all three books, yeah, the Eat, the Food and Self-Love, but they all help women to empower themselves. There's different stages of your life. Sometimes you need more help in one direction, sometimes you need more help in another. This one helps you get unstuck. The other one helps you to love yourself and eat, and the Birkin bag just ties it all together in short, bite-sized lessons on how to be in your life. So,
And your wisdom is so beautiful and clean and focused. I love that because we tend to fly all over the place, as women, like questioning ourselves and not knowing which way to turn, but just walking down that path and just doing it, right? Because
yeah.
what is there? What do we have to lose? And having that, right? A club of that and growing
Yes.
and encouraging each other, right?
I was trying to figure out what is it one message in one sentence and what is it that I do? And after reading through everything that I've written, not reading through everything that I've written, but looking at everything that I've done, and especially with these new books, I really want women to become the main character of their own lives. That's what I want. Because then you will love yourself as a main character, and then you will really lead your life, not somebody else's life, as a best friend, as the, whatever psychic, everyday person, but really living as the main character of your life through love, through food, through self-love, through discovering yourself, through becoming the your own Birkin, become the Birkin bag of your own life, kind of thing.
I
Because
love
you
it.
know how, like going back to Birkin bag, some people are like, oh, you're so materialistic. And I'm like, not at all. Because if it's not about the bag, if it was materialistic, you can go and buy a knockoff that's going to look just as good, but it doesn't have the same je ne sais quoi. It doesn't have that same something. And what is it, that same something? Why is it with so many knockoffs, people are still waiting in the line to buy the original bag? Like, what is it about the original bag? That's the phenomenon. And the same for you and me and for any woman who is listening, nobody can ever compete with you. Like, there's never going to be a knockoff of you. Like, I mean, there may be people who try to, copy you, but they will never be you. Like, the same with stars like, I don't know, Sophia Loren and Audrey Hepburn. People will try to be like them, but they will never be them.
Right. Yeah.
Why are you not that?
I lived in the exurbs for 10 years. It was one of the most challenging years of my life, raising my little kids up. And this is where my husband at the time wanted to live. And I started a line of jewelry called Great Handmade Gifts. You are unique. Your gift should be too.
Yes.
Because I was looking around at all these zombie mommies and like nobody was thinking for themselves. They were like, either literally or theoretically calling their husband sir and asking them permission to use the car and stuff like that. And, I was like, where am I? This wasn't that long ago. And, I was shocked and stunned. I had never been exposed to this kind of thinking. And it really changed the way that I see the world because, I always think everybody kind of thinks like I do, and it's really not true. And now what's interesting to your point is we're seeing the generations of women, right? So my daughter just turned 30 on September 4th. And so I'm getting to hang out. She lives with me right now, and I'm getting to hang out with a lot of her friends who are in that age range and seeing what they think, the women especially. And then another big project. This is my year of just when all else fails, I just build things. So I'm also, in addition to the literary salon at Elaine's, I'm building Ala Rogers online art gallery and cultural arts salon in Washington, D.C. So
Wow.
Ala is a dear friend. I met her at the National Press Club. She is 78, magnificent, from the Ukraine. She speaks fluent Ukrainian, Russian, obviously English. She is an artist, an award-winning artist in the Ukraine. She had an incredible exhibit at the biggest museum in Kiev. And she was a prima ballerina, a jazz musician, and for 32 years in Georgetown here in DC, she had her own art gallery where she sold Eastern European art, Russian art, Ukrainian art.
Wow.
And so she got one of her beautiful pieces into an exhibit at American University's Katzen Museum. This amazing man, Lenny, created 300 women in the DMV, artists of the DMV. And she was one of them. And she said, I need to go get my piece of art from storage. Can you take me? So, of course. And we walk in, and in the storage unit is all of her gallery. I'm like, what? I said, we need to bring this out to the light. So, my daughter Anna is a photographer, and so she's going to take pictures of this amazing art so we can sell some of it for her. And then she's completely tapped into the cultural arts scene in DC. So we just did Theater Week, a million other things. So we're going to create a list of events and promote what's going on in the theaters, in the music scene in DC, in the foodie scene. So it's like the literary salon, but really bringing to light the artists, these amazing actors and musicians and chefs, right?
Wow,
Because
I love that.
that's what still is the juice. So no matter what happens around us, like your grandmother who was dancing during the bombing,
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we're doing.
Well, it's funny because I wanted to bring that into the Birkin book, and I'm like, okay, well, how do you bring that into? And then I realized there is a quote from Dostoevsky. He said, "Beauty will save the world." And it's so true because for my grandmother, it was dancing. That was the beauty. For you and Allah is the art. For anybody, it can be different things, but we all want beautiful things. And honestly, kind of digging a little bit in a different direction, but I think the problem with the world, and I hope you go with me this way. Okay. So here's what I think, how it all ties in. It's really a crazy theory, but it's my theory. And if you disagree, it's fine, but this is my theory. It's all about beauty and safety. And here's how it all ties into world peace. And here's how your art and how my book and how the Birkin teaches us that beauty can save the world is that when you think about the most richest man in the world, like Jeff Bezos, Trump, Elon Musk, anybody, they all make so much money so they can have the best women. Like the powerful men, what all men, they'd be like, oh, I just want to sit and play computer games and I'm cool. But they want a lot of money so they can get the best female so they can reproduce and da da da, right? It's a biological desire. When you have females, the most beautiful women, they are looking for the man who will give them the most safety because when they reproduce, they want their offspring to be safe. And for women, the problem is the most beautiful women are looking for safety outside of themselves. They're looking for a man to create the safe space. So they go for the richest man, and the men try to get richer and richer so they can go for the most beautiful women. But if those most beautiful women realize that they already can create safety in themselves, if they already are safe, if they really nurture their inner world, then they will change how they see men. And now they're going to look at men. I want the kindest man. I want the man who does the most for the community. I want the man who saves the world by making it a better place. And then the most beautiful women will change the world by teaching the men that this is what they want.
I love that.
And so to me, it's beauty will save the world, because if somebody reads this book about this bag that is most coveted bag, and that's Melania Trump or, you know, what's her name? Jeff Bezos' wife. What's her name? Lauren Sanchez. If Lauren Sanchez and Melania Trump see the book and they read the book and it says charity, it's glamorous to give. It's glamorous to be loving. It's wonderful to take care of your inner core, renewable, sustainability. You know, Birkins, people don't go, oh, the handle broke, I threw it out. You're going to send us back to the spa in Hermes, Paris. They will fix it, because renewable, sustainable ways of living are the way to go. So maybe they will start thinking, oh, okay, well, that's glamorous. I want to be glamorous. I want to be beautiful. Focus on their inner core. Make those men compete on who supports the most schools with the most lunches for kids paid, with the most teachers paid. So this place is a kind place, so that people don't have to struggle and steal and do things in order to survive, because they want to create the society where everyone can afford healthcare, when everybody can afford basic needs. And now men are competing on that.
What a
like, imagine, what right? A but it really can take, like, Helen of Troy. She was so beautiful. That's why she stops the ships. But women don't believe in their beauty, and most women don't even know how beautiful they are. And that's what I want them to see, because people say, oh, Birkin is so ugly. Well, you think she's ugly. She thinks she's beautiful. What do you think about yourself? That matters.
I love it as a metaphor. It's a metaphor for everything. And that kindness factor, right? Where, I mean, that's what I'm looking for. You know, it's been years since I've been attracted to anyone, because I don't see anything in them that makes me want to gravitate, right? And just, and men my age are just like set in steel. You know, they are who they are. They seem to, they like when I wrote Why Divorce, my 108 First Dates and One Perfect Lover, my experiment, you know, men were at least civil, cordial. Now they seem to want you to like chase them, and then they can drop you. And I hear this just anecdotally from it's so many women, where it's just, it's really icky. And, you know, what is it? What, how are we going to make this?
I think
we
women
have to love each other.
Exactly. It starts with women. I have to say it starts with women. Women set the tone. Women set the rules for relationships. Women, not just one woman, but every woman has to really love themselves, so that if a man goes to one woman and she goes, no, that's not what I want. I want a man who's kind. He goes to 10 other women. He's like, oh, shit, women want a kind man. How can I be kind? You know? But we will all have to stand our grounds, right? We all have to stand our grounds. But men don't think kindness is masculine. Men think that it's masculine to go and eat a big steak and kill an animal. Well, you're not really killing an animal. You're just going to a store to support torture, you know? And people might say that, well, Alina, you know, Birkins, there's alligator Birkins that are not ethically sourced, or, you know, skins from animals. Well, a lot of those animals are for food, and I do agree that torturing animals is not okay. So just putting it out there. But there are Birkins that are made out of canvas, you know, and there's a lot of Birkins that are made in 1980s and they're still around. And so it's sustainability. It's not creating the demand. There's like one Birkin a week being made by an artisan. So, but I'm talking about kindness, still kindness to the environment, kindness as much as you can. I'd rather have somebody buy one Birkin and not buy any other leather goods for a whole 40-year period.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's sustainable to me, right? If you take an animal from the food industry once every 40 years versus, oh, just one bag, one bag, one bag. So anyway, I think we can change the world, and it starts with us, and it starts with you, what you said. You're not going to settle for men who are not kind. And somebody's listening right now and they're thinking, you know what? If Hope can do it, so can I. And she's not going to do it. And somebody goes, oh, if she can do it, so can I. And then before we know it, there's more women who are looking for kindness, and we're changing the world. And,
well,
you know,
doing it together with each other and realizing that we are the answer. We are the solution. We are the goal.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll share a story that I think I may have shared, and we can end with that, because it really was. And I'm sure in your life, you had a story like that, in everybody's life. But I came to school, to a brand new school, and somebody told me, it was in Russia, that there were no uniforms. And I started fifth grade and I come in without a uniform, just regular clothes, and everybody's wearing a uniform. And I'm like, okay. So the next day I come back in regular clothes and everybody's wearing a uniform. And I was like, okay. So I continue. The only person, I mean, that's my path in life, just to be the trailblazer, I guess. I was the only person not wearing a uniform in school. Everybody wore uniforms. After 2 weeks, two girls showed up without uniform on the same day. And I'm like, all right. And then a few more people and a few more people. And before you knew it, nobody was wearing uniforms.
Wow.
But those 2 weeks, I still wore my clothes and everyone wore the uniforms and I didn't care. And thank God I didn't even think about it. I was like, okay, well, I'm not wearing a uniform. I don't have a uniform, so screw that. She's going to do my thing. Nobody said anything to me. It wasn't illegal, you know. Anyway, my point is just be you, even if nobody's changing because you don't know what they're thinking. And then they continue seeing you unwavering in your own faith and your own spirit. And eventually they'll go, I'm going to try the same and we will change the world. And maybe next year we will be talking. You'll say, oh, Alina, there's so many men who want to date me and they're all so kind and they're all competing on how many charities they support. And oh my God, it's amazing. It's possible.
If anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
I love it. All right. Perfect way to end episode 15 of the Questions Bar. And we have a lineup of truly amazing women that we're going to start to bring on from the Empowered Together Network. Just week after week, some really amazing women who are going to teach us all remarkable things of all age ranges. We'll bring on Ala so you get to meet her and so many other truly amazing women. So
yay.
Thank you, Alina. Your books are fantastic. I can't wait to read them. I can't wait for everyone to read them. And we will talk to you next time on the Questions Bar. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs with my dear friend, Alina Zeev. We will see you soon.
Bye.